Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, I want to read out this email very quickly to you. Hi, Niall. I need to get some advice from your listeners. I was married for 17 years and have two older children in their late teens. When I say I was married, I'm currently going through a divorce from my husband, who I left 2 years ago. I'm going to be honest and say that I was caught cheating, but please don't judge me yet. I was in a difficult marriage and I just wasn't happy. There was no love, no romance, intimacy, etc. And I suppose I just married the wrong person. About 3 years ago, I met a really nice guy in my village and we just hit it off. He was married with three children and I let myself fall in love with him. Initially, we met in hotels and secretly, but then my husband found out after stupidly drunk one night, I paid for a room with my joint account bank card. My husband spotted it and I denied and denied and denied, but he didn't believe me and eventually caught me. And that's the long story and I won't go into it. I left the family home as I knew I was the one in the wrong and didn't want my children to suffer and didn't want a toxic situation at the home, and after all he did nothing wrong except catch me. Anyway, the guy I'm with promised me for years that he would leave his wife and come live with me in my apartment, but he keeps saying his kids are very young and it will break their hearts, and I do understand that. But I really feel like I've lost everything and he still has the best of both worlds. His wife knew after the affair when I was caught, but he told her he had stopped and he patched up the marriage with her just for the sake of the children. He used to promise me that we would be great together and said he would leave his wife in a heartbeat for me, and now I'm available, he's delaying. I love him so much and I know he loves me. We do see each other a lot because his job allows him to be away from his wife and away from his home and stay with me for a few days each week. But I just feel like I'm a part-time lover. I see my kids all the time, but I always think that maybe I've made a huge mistake. My husband has moved on and seems happy with a new woman, but I'm miserable and can't seem to convince him to leave his wife. Promise after promise has been broken and he keeps blaming his kids, saying they need him. I never get to meet his children because they're old enough now to understand and might tell their mother that I exist. And he said he can't risk getting caught as he would lose everything, financially and otherwise. My friends, with the exception of one, thinks that I should leave him. But it's hard to leave somebody when you really love them. Can this ever work out? I mean, can it? Well, I don't know. Let's discuss this. Can it work out if you fall in love with a married man? Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Anthony?
Hi, Niall, how are you? Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks very much indeed. Well, Anthony, can it work out? Can you fall in love with a married man or married woman?
I had a fling with a married woman and it went on for 4 years, but I was under no illusion that it was going to go anywhere.
So her husband never knew? Her husband never knew, no?
No. And I didn't feel one ounce of guilt because I was a free agent. I was divorced. I was free, and I was single.
Yeah, but was it not weird that you're maybe, you know, I don't know whether you had sex with her or intimacy with her, but you're in bed with a woman who was going home to her husband and going to be in bed with him then. Did that not feel weird to you?
No. I was just there. To be honest, it was just for the fun. I mean, I didn't think that she was going to leave her husband. I knew that straight away. And then eventually, after about 4 years, she said, look, and I kind of thought, yeah, I think maybe it's time to call it a day, like, you know.
And was she seeing anybody else as well?
Not as far as I know, but then again, once a cheater, always a cheater, I suppose.
Yeah, there's nothing special about you.
You don't know, I could have been just one in the little black book. But, you know, I just know I didn't feel guilty. And like, I'm a big fan of Judge Judy, and I always find it fascinating in Judge Judy. You know, you get these cases that usually it's the fella's cheating on the woman, and the woman goes over to the girlfriend, the fella's new girlfriend, and keys her car or whatever, and Judge Judy says, what are you keying her car for? What are you smashing in her windscreen for? What are you bleaching her clothes for? He's the cheater, not her.
Yeah, what's Judge Judy you always know? Say? If it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah, and don't PM me leg and tell me it's raining.
Yeah.
That's the name of her book.
Is it? Actually, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, don't PM my leg.
I actually do like Judy. I've watched Judge Judy a few times. I do like it, actually. I do like it. I think she's very honest and very open, the way she talks to people. But, and she's right. I mean, but in saying that, if you're single and you know a person is married, are you not an accomplice then in the crime?
But at the time that I fell for her, I didn't know she was married.
Yeah, but you knew afterwards. You found out she was married, didn't you? Very quickly.
Yeah, but sure, the die was cast then.
Ah, stop. But you can easily turn around and say, listen, I don't want to have to do with your marriage. What about your husband? How would I feel if I was him in your situation? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I suppose it was just the excitement of it and meeting in different places and things like that.
Where, and like as car I said, parks and hotel rooms.
Car parks? Would you go away? I wasn't into dogging or anything like that. No car.
But where were you meeting her?
Hotels,
yeah, okay. Well, but I mean, I'm sure you were meeting her for a little bit of a chat during the day as well. You weren't always meeting her for you know, carry on. You know,
So
you'd meet her in a car park somewhere, I'm assuming, or whatever.
We'd go for a meal or whatever and
yeah,
stuff
go for
like
a walk.
That. It wasn't just all pure nitty-gritty, like.
Yeah, but seediness.
Yeah, it wasn't all that.
But it is destined to be doomed because, I mean, this woman wants to know, is he ever going to leave his wife and kids for her? He's not really, is he? He's making it thicker, isn't he?
No.
He wants the best of both worlds.
You're in Egypt if you think that a married person.
But she's left her husband for him.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. And she's, of course, left her husband, probably tell her husband, I'm unhappy in the marriage, and now she's miserable. So she's actually, really, the grass is not greener on the other side, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it never is.
No, never is.
Anthony, stay there for a second. I've got to take a quick break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. I can't read that out, but somebody more or less, Kevin Limerick says, what a disgusting beep beep. Bad enough she wasn't happy in her marriage, but she tried to break up another family too. What a flippin' cow. Somebody said, last famous words, Niall, the grass is never greener on the other side. Went through it myself, had an affair because I thought I was unhappy in my marriage. I now realise that I was probably happier in my marriage and should have stayed there. I just devastated my whole family as well as devastating the family of the woman I had an affair with. Altogether, 10 lives have now been destroyed. A future has been destroyed for my children, all because I thought I might be happier when realistically I wasn't and never will. Maybe we don't realise what happiness is until we lose it. Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Jackie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jackie?
Good afternoon, Niall, from a horrible Angela's Ashes Limerick.
Oh, is it cold?
It is freezing.
It's
and
bitter.
It's raining and it's miserable.
Or as my mother would say, it's Baltic outside.
My mother said another word and it's not fit for the radio, so I won't say that.
All right, Anthony basically said nothing ever comes of it. I mean, this girl that wrote in this letter, she's now lost her family, she's lost her husband, she's lost her children, she's now living in an apartment on her own, and the bloke that she was doing it for is still with his wife.
Well, Niall, I hope somebody won't be ringing in saying I'm a bitch and I'm this and I'm that, but you know, I'm honest, and if anything, I'm honest, you know, I'm now honest.
Right.
But I wasn't, Niall, you know, I had an affair 20 years ago that lasted for nearly 7 years.
And did your husband know about it for the seven
he
years?
He did in the end, you know. And to be quite honest, like, I never had any intention to leave my ex-husband. We're divorced now on different grounds, but I had never any intentions.
So why were you doing it? A bit of excitement?
No, Niall, look, do you know what you said there last? You know, you said you thought the grass was always greener and that you were unhappy. And, you know, 20 years down the line, and may I say this, which is very important, and I'm not preaching God, and I'm not preaching morals or anything like that, but as you get older, I'm the same age as you now, Niall, you know, and it does affect your mind and your morals as you get older. You live with your regrets. And that's the one thing I regret in my marriage and my life. Like, I hurt so many people, my own children, his family, and, you know, I never, ever would I recommend it. Get out of your marriage first and get a divorce, or well, there wasn't a divorce then.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the things too, there wasn't a divorce and I didn't want to leave. My children were very young, you know, they were under 10.
Because when you go down this rocky road of getting involved with a married man or a married woman or whatever it happens to be, or you're married and you're having an affair, there's only one ending, isn't there? And you destroy people's lives.
And I was young at the time, you know.
As well as you're old, by the way.
I was only 30 or whatever. And, you know, the thing is, like, that up to this day, when I try to make amends, you know, and I said to you many times, I'm in recovery from alcoholism, and one of the steps we have to do is we have to make amends to those people that we hurt. But I can't make amends to that woman, you know. And I still want to, but I make amends by saying I'm sorry and I pray about it. But, like, the hurt and the pain and the suffering.
Oh, yes. So, just to clarify, the person that you were having an affair with was married as well?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
And they had children too?
And then he left his wife. But I didn't want to, because I come from a family. I had been adopted like you, you know, and I always wanted my children to grow up with a mother and a father, and I hadn't grown up with
so
that.
You, so what you're admitting to me was you wanted the best of both worlds.
I did.
Yeah.
I have to put my hands up and say that. You know, I wanted the best of both worlds. I did. And, you know, when I look back in it, I often say to myself, was it another person? And indeed it was, because I was drinking. Now, I'm not making excuses for it. Before anyone else comes in, I'm honest and put my hand up and come on the radio and say that. And I know what people's views will be that know me. And I don't care, because I know that I regret it and I'm terribly sorry.
Is that what you'd say to the woman who was married to the man that you had an affair with and had a family? And you destroyed her life too, of course. You know what I mean? And you're not denying that.
I would love the opportunity, but I'm sure I know probably what she'd tell me or her family or whatever.
And what would you say? Just say, I'm sorry, I destroyed your life.
I would. I would say, look, I was drinking at the time. And, you know, I'm not making excuses, but I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I am very, very sorry for my actions. Very, very sorry. And I suppose it's cathartic. Even saying it out loud on the air is comforting for me in a sense, mm-hmm. because I would recommend, please, if anyone is out there listening to me today, please do not have an affair. Do not.
Because you're basically, when you get caught, and everybody does get caught, what it does is it changes the course of everybody's life, not
everybody's
just yours,
life.
But that everybody's woman, that life. Woman with her children has changed the course of her life. You know, she may not have a husband anymore that will help to support her family as well.
Yes.
And it changed the course of your life.
Because I was unhappy. What right did I have to do to make somebody else unhappy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what right did I have to do? I had no right whatsoever. And I regret it until the day I die. There's nothing I can do to fix it. I regret it. And I came on the air, and I was very nervous about saying this, because there's probably plenty of people that listen.
Yeah, because I know people are going to say, sorry doesn't make it any better, and it doesn't.
No,
we know that.
It doesn't. And you know, you often said there, Niall, and I have to come in on this now, and that's important. You said many times on air, and if I, now correct me if I'm wrong, you said, once a cheater, always a cheater. Like, I have never cheated since then, and I've been in a relationship, and I'm in a relationship now. I have never, ever cheated since then.
And I understand that, and you're being very honest with me, and I believe you when you say you haven't done it since. Oh, yeah, I know.
And you know me from coming on.
But in saying that, when I say once a cheater, always a cheater, a person who cheats obviously has a certain type of moral thinking. Now, at the time, obviously, you're admitting to me that you were in a different phase of your life. Yeah, absolutely. And by your own admission, you're not using that as an excuse. But the reason I say that is, my mother used to always say, leopard never changes their spots and all those things.
Right.
If you're the type of person who's willing to do that on your partner, well, it's likely. I'm not saying in every case, Jackie, because you fessed up and you have remorse. But it's likely you're willing to do it again.
Yes, it is likely. It is. And, you know, if I had continued drinking, who knows, I probably would have... Well, look, you know, let's face it, I would have behaved in that way anyway.
Well, the real point you're making today, and I think we need to finish off the show, is that if you're in a relationship and you think you're unhappy and you're thinking about cheating, have a look at your marriage again. Have a look at your relationship again and find out, are you really unhappy? Or is it just that you think the grass is greener on the other side?
Yes, it never is, Niall, for anyone I've ever seen.
Because you were more, when it all ends and it all falls apart at the seams and you've destroyed two families, will you be really happier or will you be miserable then?
No, and before you go, Niall, I'd finish on this, you know. I've spoken to many, many people throughout the organisation, I won't mention it, that I'm in because of alcoholism. And many, many men and women that I have spoken to have come up with the same answer, that they regret. Anyone that would have had an affair would regret it.
Absolutely. Listen, we could go into it more deeply, and we should tomorrow maybe. Listen, Jackie, thank you for your honesty, and have a wonderful day, and have a great day, all right? And I appreciate your honesty and your remorse. And I think the answer to that person who's the homewrecker is leave the guy. You shouldn't be with a married man. That's his problem to be dealing with. But it's also your problem too. You're with him and you know he's married.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.